what?
Scombination.
Scombination. It's new lettering, new wording.
Duh, don't tell him. He doesn't know, duh.
I am out of the loop. Uneducated.
Really? You're just figuring that out?
Scombination.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
It just gets worse every day.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli is here. We have a fantastic Queen of Cheap about a half hour from now. Offers include some big stuff from JC Penney. Office Max, yeah. Wow, you didn't
a
know
new Queen of Cheap? Not Roberta anymore? You said she was fantastic.
She is fantastic.
Thanks,
fantastic.
Love you, too. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Jennifer Horn is here. We have good news is that the unemployment problem is over. I don't know how many of you have figured this out. No more unemployment problems. If, in fact, you live in one of the five counties surrounding Washington District of Columbia.
Yes.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Arlington County, 3.9% unemployment.
Which is where I'm sitting right now.
Loudoun County, Virginia, 4.3% unemployment.
Right next to where I live.
Fairfax County, Virginia, 4.4% unemployment.
Which is where I live.
Montgomery County, Maryland, 4.9% unemployment.
Where I grew up.
Prince George's County, Maryland. Mm-hmm. 6%.
That's the hood.
Where I went to the grocery store.
Yeah, no, I don't go to Prince George's County for anything.
So, what does that tell you about government?
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. The only growth business is government.
Yep.
It's just growing and growing and growing, and these guys are fighting about the budget and stuff. I got a kick out of it, and this is my only statement. This is just because I found this to be funny, because I don't do politics here, but when Herman Cain said that Obama couldn't run a pizza joint, I laughed.
Herman Cain makes me laugh. I think he's kind of funny.
He is kind of funny. I just chuckled at that. No matter whether you like Obama or you don't like him, that was a chuckler. Sad news, which we will spend some time on here. This Amy Winehouse story is tragic in a number of ways, and so we ought to spend some time on that this hour. I am going to... I want you to take a trip down visuality lane with me. That is, using your mind, using, Uri calls it, using your mind as a television set. I'm looking at a picture of the final flight of we were talking last week with, as a matter of fact, I think we have it in our highlights section, Jay Honeycutt, who ran the Space Shuttle program and Cape Kennedy. I'm looking at some pictures that were sent back from the space station just before the undocking, and it's a picture of the outer edge of the shuttle, 243 miles above the Earth. I'm looking at Italy.
Italy.
The boot.
I can't imagine anything more exciting than doing something like this. And I have met it. I have said this. I have met this purpose in my life, and I want to make sure that I do this in this life anyway. I want to be up there. I want to see this from the same place that these astronauts have seen these sites. I think that it would be a crowning achievement to be able to look down on the Earth and see the magnificence. I'm looking at the water. You can see so clearly, Roberta, the turquoise water, the closeness into both sides. You can see both sides of the country here in this shot.
This is the only thing missing in my God complex, is to be able to look down on that little ball of Earth and say, it is mine.
Yeah, sure. It's very cool. You have such an ability to ruin a wonderful moment.
It's just fun.
It's a beautiful moment. Beautiful, beautiful.
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 Beautiful. And it's all mine.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so in a moment, we have some unique things going on at the post office. First, though, the latest survey on what you as an American really care about. You know, a lot of people think, oh, my God, the weather is so hot. We were talking about this last hour, Roberta. Global warming, blah, blah, blah. People really don't care about global warming. It isn't even it's not even close to being in the top 10. Would you like to know what the top 10 items that Americans really care about are this Monday morning?
Absolutely.
Sure. Would you like to know that?
Why don't you tell us?
We'd like to know that. Okay, here we go.
Number 10,
the cost of energy.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Number 9,
helping poor people who don't have enough money to live in a home or to buy meals.
Really?
Yep.
Number 8.
Health care.
Yeah, okay.
Number 7.
Deficit reduction.
Number 6.
The Medicare problems.
Number 5.
The situation in our schools in America.
Number 4.
Whether or not the Social Security Administration really has any money or not.
Number 3.
Terrorism.
Number 2.
Jobs.
Mm-hmm. Number 1.
What do you think? What's the obvious number 1?
Wow.
No. Yes, gas was number 10.
Oh, what was it?
What's the obvious number 1? Come on, that's what everybody's talking about.
The debt ceiling.
No, well, the economy.
The economy. Yeah,
yeah, the economy.
Okay.
And so, but and by the way, 84% of those who were polled said it was their top priority. And why wouldn't you? I got a kick out
sure,
of the,
it affects everything.
The people, except the people in Washington, where there is no, I mean, everything is boomtown in Washington.
Yeah, it's fine there.
It's boomtown. Wow. Malls, houses. Well, surprised. The value of your house, Richie, ought to be going up. The value of homes in suburban Washington is going up?
They've stabilized, and they are obviously not where they were in 06 and 07, but they're not where they were in 08 or 09 either, so it's better.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We're looking for things, not necessarily grasping at straws, but
here's
things
the deal.
That are better.
I mean, if you aren't doing well in Massachusetts, and she isn't doing well in Los Angeles, and she isn't doing well in New York, and our businesses depend on your businesses... it's still tough. I mean, like, look at me. I don't depend on government. We depend on radio stations and advertisers and, and Geico and Salon Paws and Crizal and Macy's. Mm-hmm. If Macy's isn't doing well, they cut back on advertising. So I'm a business in Washington, D.C. that's, at the whim of whatever's going on in the economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a matter of fact, I hope that if we're doing well, that includes the fact that we're helping people. And I'm going to help you for a moment with something that is really healthy and healthful. You hear me talking about prevention and how important it is for all of us to try to prevent things in our bodies from taking over. The best way I can advise you to take care is to eat well and take probiotics. And Natron's Healthy Trinity is a brilliant probiotics. How do you use these things? People ask all the time. It's not like this was new, but yet for some, it is. Concept of antibiotics is much more a part of our conversation than probiotics. More and more people are learning about probiotics. It makes a lot of sense. Antibiotics wipe out everything, the good bacteria, the bad bacteria. And you know from listening to us and certainly having a cognitive knowledge that in order for your body to work well at its best, it must have a way of digesting the food. And the good bacteria is the way you digest your food. And if you don't have enough, you got a problem. So the folks at Natron have decided to help you support a healthy immune system and overall digestive health by offering the Natron Healthy Trinity Good Day Health. This gets kind of complicated here. Maybe the bottom line is we get a special 90-day deal. If you try the Natron Healthy Trinity for 90 days and your stomach isn't perfect and you don't feel like you're at the tip-top of your game, Natron will give you your money back, no questions asked. That's a pretty good deal, right? It takes something that's aimed at helping you live a better life. It's sort of a new paradigm, right? Probiotics is the new paradigm. It's a program to get in and on, and you're sort of aware of your digestive health progress. I think every day we know. Jennifer's happy to remind me about my gas, and there are...
Only when I hear it.
Toot, toot, toot with a trolley. Anyway, take the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. Will you take us up on that? You call and you order Natron at 888-9-NATRON or natron.com. This is... visiting the website, very instructive. I find it that way. You'll find all kinds of things. And by the way, if you'd like to get the... there's a book that was written by the founder of Natron called The Power of Probiotics. You'll get that along with a 20% discount if you call Natron at 888-9-NATRON. That's 888-962-8736 and tell them you want to take the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Prizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Amy Winehouse died over the weekend. She's the latest member of this tragic club of performers who all died at the age of 27.
That
includes Jimi Hendrix, yeah. Janis Joplin, Kurt Cobain, Brian Jones, Jim Morrison, Keith Ledger. All dead at the age of 27.
It's amazing. What is it about 27?
Must be when your body gives out from all the drugs.
You get started early, and you look at this. I'm looking at some of the pictures of this. Well, I've seen pictures of her before and always sort of been turned off by her looks, but she's not Amy. I'm not her. I'm not the audience. Mm-hmm. The family has said, please give us privacy and space. The family said they were shocked that she died. I mean, what are these people?
I'm shocked they were shocked.
I mean, yeah. For God's sakes, this woman has been drinking herself into a stupor on heroin, yeah. Cocaine,
that's sad.
Everything else you can think of. It's so sad.
And she stabbed her husband.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think?
The only thing shocking is that she made it to 27.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I had a conversation on the plane yesterday, which I'm going to spend some time talking about. I was sitting next to a woman who is a drug rehab counselor for American Airlines. And I was astounded to listen to her tell some of the stories. They have, you know, that Americans, like most other large corporations in our country, they all have these parts of the HR department that are aimed at dealing with problems of drug and alcohol abuse on the job. They have these, I mean, I'm talking about in each city, wherever they have a large, what do they call them, station, I forget what they have headquarters.
Yeah.
And big operations, and they have a staff of people that deal with this with drug problems, alcohol, drugs, abuse on the job.
We don't fire them anymore. We fix them.
Well, but I mean, there's other stuff that is part and parcel of this. So we'll talk about it in a minute or two. 21 after on Good Day.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Second biggest hit behind Rehab. She did some interesting treatments of some pretty popular tunes like Cupid. And to know him is to love him. Still love me tomorrow, Richie.
The magic of your side. Will you still love me tomorrow?
That's cool stuff.
It's almost a universal appeal. 27-year-old Amy Winehouse joining Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. You listen, you think about what they stood for. Kurt Cobain, Jimmy Morrison, that group of people. Jim Morrison was my favorite. This is Hendrix. Listen, you can't just take that stuff, Richie.
Searching my soul.
So, what does all of this mean to us? The attention. We're sort of following this. If you want to send us a comment on our Facebook page, It's a Good Day Show. It's a Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Here's a comment. Amy Winehouse is a great talent. Many aren't aware she was a jazz singer. Can't help but think of Janis Joplin, Billie Holiday, Elvis Presley, Jimi Hendrix, Michael Jackson, just to name a few. Addiction is one of the most powerful secret weapons in the devil's arsenal. To the family, Ms. Winehouse, I'm very sorry. This is written by Fred. I'm very sorry for the loss of Amy. She was your child, and nothing will justify her death or diminish the loss in your hearts. Here, I mean, some of these comments that are being posted kind of show you how the world is today. I think that I don't know. While she was alive, I certainly said some critical things about her, wondering how in the world anybody who loved someone would let her go to this.
Sometimes you can't control it, though.
No, you can't.
Unless
you're right.
They want to get the help.
Yeah. So you got to want to get the help. But you listen to some of the talent. What does it take going to this place to be able to be this good? Do you have to get into this state of mind brought about by drugs to be as creative as these people we've highlighted here? 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, traveling back in time to change the course of history is officially an act of science fiction. New studies by Hong Kong physicists have proven Einstein's claim that a single photon cannot travel faster than the speed of light. Previous observations of particles moving faster than the speed of light are nothing more than an optical illusion. In other news, in an effort to push its buyout of T-Mobile through legal challenges, AT&T has spent 58% more than last year on government lobbying during the second quarter. In that quarter, AT&T has spent $4.9 million trying to convince Congress and other government agencies that the deal doesn't violate antitrust regulations. And finally, IBM announced that its researchers have developed a high-speed storage system capable of scanning 10 billion files in 43 minutes. The technology uses solid-state storage devices that offer up to 100 times more performance than traditional drives. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates, because my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient, getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
For Everybody Loves Raymond in primetime?
Damn straight.
Then go to TV Land for back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond every night at 9, 8 central.
What are you talking about?
It's simple. TV Land is cable TV's exclusive primetime home of Everybody Loves Raymond. So tune in to TV Land every night after dinner.
Dendo, what are you having?
We're having a big bowl of Get Out of My House, old man.
Laugh more tonight and every night with back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond. Every night at 9, 8 central.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds?
Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Like magic, every day the Doug Steffen Good Day program is here making things better than they seem. Hopefully, anyway. I don't know how you make something good out of the Amy Winehouse story.
Yeah, you learn. People learn. You scare the hell out of somebody who's on that same path.
Yeah. Roberta's got her Queen of Cheap deal in just a few moments. Jennifer's going to check some television news. I want to spend a little bit of time, if I may, on this overall problem of drug abuse. So look at some of the other comments coming in the Facebook page. Here's somebody who writes, as a mother of somebody with an addiction problem, I can say there's nothing worse than awaiting the day when you know your loved one may pass. Addiction is a nightmare for those that live with a loved one affected by this. There doesn't seem to be a lot of help out there if you are not rich. I'm not sure that's true. I told a story on the program, I think, was it a week or so, Richie? My son decided this is what he wants to do.
Well,
I didn't have told that story on the air, right?
Yeah, you've mentioned it.
And I think that's awesome.
My son, who's been working in Los Angeles in the so-called, Los Angeles.
The industry.
Town, in the industry. He has come in contact. He's had some friends, and I think that's how this works. Some close friends, a couple of writers and people who are actors that are his friends who have drug problems. And so he has decided when looking around at the number of people, how the problems start, most of it's high school stuff, if you believe this or not. The kids are getting these pills from their parents' drug cabinet. And
yeah, it seems like prescription drugs are
the big deal. He says that's the big deal now. It's not coke, heroin, it's not any of the drugs that are what we think to be the problem, marijuana. It's not any of that. It's the stuff that they get in the cabinet at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And they can figure out how to write prescriptions for each other. They know which ones are the ones that are cheapest, and they get the best high from.
Mm-hmm. So you go to multiple doctors. I mean, look at Nicole Smith. Remember how many doctors she had for all,
and all the drugs? My God. So I'm not telling a tale out of school. Those of you who work in big companies know that most of them have a drug counselor or a drug program. And I was talking to this lady, a wonderful new friend, and I'm on the plane yesterday, who is on her way here to Las Vegas for an annual drug rehab counselors convention. And so we were talking about what it is that they confront at American Airlines, a company where she's worked for 20 years. She loves the company, the people around her. I mean, I was watching the people around her interact with her, three or four people on the plane all coming down to this Look, they have an office in Chicago, an office in Dallas, an office in Los Angeles, an office in Boston, office in New York, that deals with these problems among their employees.
Mm-hmm.
They have to drug test. They have to be sure that the people, and this makes nothing but sense. Think about it, an airline, pilots. We remember the story of how many, two or three of these incidents in a 1 year where the pilots were drunk? And the ground crews, the maintenance people, if they're not on the job, what kind of a nightmare could that be? So they have to be very, very careful and make sure that they are watching very sharply what's going on with their employees. And people who have problems come to these people that are in the drug rehab office. And by the way, this woman started as a ground worker. She unloaded, what do they call them when they unload the planes? I forget what they call them.
Baggage handler?
She's a baggage handler. That's how she got started. And she saw this problem with people that were working, and it bothered her. So she started informally helping some of them, and that's how she got this job that she has now. But can you imagine, this is what I don't think a lot of us realize, how much of a problem this is in our country. The death of Amy Winehouse just further underscores how many problems there are with young people. But this is something that affects people that are Jennifer's age, Richie's age, Roberta's age, my age.
Mm-hmm.
The number of people who abuse substances, drugs, alcohol, tobacco, and we think it's something that's just a problem in America. It's not.
No way. What's interesting is I have a friend, and she's way too young for this, but she's had some issues with Crohn's disease, and some bad stuff has happened to her, and she just had to have another surgery this month.
Yeah.
And I just was looking at her Facebook update this morning, and she was talking about how she started to have symptoms already where she's starting to feel addicted to the Percocet after two weeks.
Yeah.
And she's freaked out. She said she's having chills. She's having all these weird side effects. And I don't think people realize all it takes is a week for your body to get used to
something. If you stay on any prescription longer than a month, that's what she told me yesterday, you're in trouble. You better get off of it. You better try to find, if it hasn't solved whatever problem you have, then you better. Mm-hmm. I think there are some exceptions to that. Some of the people that take not mood.
Like antidepressants and things.
Right,
are
exactly. Right. Prozac and things like that. Those things go on. But I'm talking about some of this other stuff. And
you mean the narcotic drugs?
Yes, there are now natural ways to deal with many of these things if you can find out about them. But the drug companies don't want you to find out about them because they're making too much money.
Of course,
selling the drugs.
Addiction is good business.
It is good business.
Sure, it is.
And so
it's the same thing about
we...
curing diseases. The drug companies don't want a cure
sure.
for cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course they want.
Not at all.
Nobody wants a cure because it's too much money. It's a $5 billion
exactly.
a year industry. So why do we want to fix that problem? So, at any rate, I think it's worth some time and thought. I don't know that we have. I love to offer solutions to fix problems. I don't know what the solution is here. I know that if my son thinks he can make a career out of working with just high school students and college-age students and the homeless, because that's what he wants to do,
mm-hmm.
That we, you know, I mean, here's, what, 35, 40 years left in his productive life, and he thinks that this is his calling. And I always knew he was a late bloomer. We always talked about that. He's spent some fabulous time. And he says, I can still do the other things that I'm doing, but I want to do this mm-hmm. because I want to help. And I've said,
hey,
you know,
what better
philosophy.
Place to be to help addicts than in the Hollywood
Angeles.
And the industry
absolutely
business,
right.
you know,
yeah,
in the
right.
acting business.
Yeah, right. Same as this other lady. So,
or maybe
anyway.
You ought to move over to the music side of it, actually.
What? There's more
but,
music
you know,
than there is.
You have to ask the question. How much creativity would we have lost?
Well, that's what we went back to.
I mean,
yeah.
Exactly. Look at these singers, all these people and the music that we love, and they will tell you, Lady Gaga said a couple of months ago she can't write unless she's high on
right.
pot.
But then do we think they're a fraud if they can't just write in a normal state?
Yet we find baseball players and send
right.
them to prison if they
or
use drugs to...
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Enhancements, sure.
And well, that's the other thing.
Roger Clemens you know, could go to jail, yet, Amy Winehouse is dead. You know, what would you rather have?
I think I'd...
But look at that. I mean, look at the differences there. Yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
In sports. And that's one of the things that we were talking about, how the public underscores. This lady and I were having this conversation about how huge some of these people are on the steroids and other things. And I was talking to somebody else about this yesterday as well, the steroidal use and some of these other enhancement drugs that are used, and how we glorify these people because we want them to win. And that there's this double standard. We encourage people like Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds and how many other people can you name? Look at the size of some of these football players.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that's sick about it is when people, you almost have to. Once Mark McGwire starts taking drugs, everybody else on his team has to do the same thing, basically, or they look like they just pale in comparison.
Yeah, and look at Mark McGwire now. He's about half the guy he used to be.
Yeah.
Sammy Sosa is now white.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that and how steroids affects that.
Yeah. He's been too close.
And Barry Bonds, I mean, he was massive compared to what he is now.
All right. Well, it's certainly from the Food for Thought Department. It's something we need to be considering and trying to find a solution to. I have a solution for those of you who want to save some money today. This is the close-in solution. The Queen of Cheap is with us, Roberta Fasanelli, with some offers from Office Max and JCPenney and so many more things. She's done her homework, and so now it is time. What do I have to do to give you a clue? I want you to start this under me.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
All right.
Well, you know, it's back to school time, Doug, for an awful lot of people. Because in some places,
hold on a second. I have my hand.
I know,
you know how
it's
people
only
do.
July.
They stick their fingers in their ears. They do la 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 la.
I don't want to hear it, but it is the end of some. In some cases, kids are going back to school.
It's not the end of summer. It's July.
But in some, kids are going back to school in 3 weeks. Some even sooner. I know some of these school districts are crazy, but still, so back to school is still a big thing going on right now. And got a couple of really good deals for you. First, we have a $10 off of any $25 purchase at JCPenney, which is a phenomenal deal. So if you need any of those, back to school white shirts or blue skirts or whatever your uniform is, that's a good place. It's only July 29th and 30th, so this weekend only. Staples and Office Max are kind of like going head to head and trying to get people in there to get their back to school supplies. So Staples, this is a great time. Even if your school is not starting till September, go into Staples and get the stuff that you need, because a lot of the stuff is only a dollar. And we also have a coupon that will save you $5 off of a $25 purchase. So some incredible savings there.
Plus, then you can get the super cute pink Trapper Keeper before it's sold out.
That's right.
What? What are you talking about?
The super cute pink Trapper Keeper.
Yeah.
What is that?
Say that 10 times fast, Jen.
Super cute pink Trapper Keeper. I didn't even say it once.
What is it?
It's a Trapper Keeper. It's like a binder with folders and a notebook inside.
The kids love this stuff.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's a dollar, Jen. I think that's a little bit more.
Probably $3.50.
Yeah, probably.
Big spender.
Office Max also has a really incredible deal. If you buy a backpack, like a backpack, a tote, a messenger bag, any of those things, you'll get 100% of the purchase price back in Max Perks. And then you can use those Max Perks to buy supplies. So it's basically like getting the bag for free. So I know, for free, Duck, I know, yes. Basically like getting the bag free. And we have all the details from you for Office Max. And Office Max also has Teacher Appreciation Days with a free gift, and that's this coming weekend, July 31st and August 1st. All sorts of freebies and giveaways for teachers, and also Max Perks for teachers, and free reusable totes, 20% off of everything you can fit inside that tote for you. Teacher. So it's a great deal if you're getting a gift for a teacher, or if you are a teacher and you need to get stuff for your classroom. By the way, Rich, the website says 10% back. It's going to be changed to 100%.
Oh, wow.
Under Office Max.
Okay.
Scotch Products has a super coupon for you with tremendous savings off of, we've got like a dollar off Scotch pop-up tape, a dollar off two rolls of Scotch packaging tape, some great stuff that you could use either for back to school or just inside your home. And if you're a Bank of America customer, you can get a free copy of McAfee Antivirus for your computer, for your PC specifically. I have an Apple, so this does absolutely nothing for me, but it's about a $70 value. But a lot of people aren't aware of that, and actually I have some accounts at Bank of America, and I had no idea about this. So just bringing it to everyone's attention, if you're a BOA customer, you can get some free antivirusware for your PC. And this is all on the Doug Stephan Good Day, Queen of Cheap section. Just look for my mug up there and click on it, and you'll find lots and lots and lots of incredible deals.
You'll have to look carefully to see the difference between Jenny McCarthy and Roberta Fasanelli. Both of them are pictured prominently at DougStefan.com. You pick out who is the real Roberta Fasanelli. 14 before the hour, the real Jennifer Horne checks television for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
People with the earliest signs of Alzheimer's have five times higher risk of falling than healthy older adults. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The study was reported this week at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Paris. Researchers at Washington University in St. Louis studied the rate of falls among more than 100 healthy seniors. Those who fell more often tested positive for an abnormal brain protein called amyloid, which is associated with Alzheimer's. Dr. Bill Thies with the Alzheimer's Association.
In older adults, falls can lead to increased disability and death. They're also expensive. Medical costs from falls are more than $19 billion a year. If you know an older person who suddenly seems prone to falling, you should take them to the doctor for a full evaluation, including Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Thies added that more research is needed to explore the role of motor deficits and falls as possible early signs of Alzheimer's. For more information, visit ALZ.org. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
All right, so there's new television show called Same Name,
yes,
starting next Sunday. You heard that story?
It actually started this week.
Oh, it started yesterday.
Last night, yeah.
Oh, did it really?
David Hasselhoff was the guy that was being mimicked, that switched lives with somebody.
Well, they found people around the world who has to be like finding the other Doug Stefan is the college professor in Windsor, Ontario, right?
And then they switch lives.
Right. Mike Tyson's got somebody else who's another Mike Tyson.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Kathy Griffin, somebody else named Kathy Griffin. Reggie Bush, somebody
they had
else
a
named.
A girl on the Today Show who was Sarah Palin. She's a 17-year-old senior at a high school in California or something like that.
Interesting premise.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis and another Bruce Willis. Brad Pitt and another Brad Pitt. You know, that kind of stuff. It's really sort of interesting.
But who are they going to be able to get that's interesting to be the celebrity?
Well,
or is this not about celebrities, just about people with the same names?
But I do think they're switching roles, aren't they? Jennifer, isn't that the premise to the show? Did you watch
it? I did not watch it, but they switch lives. It's a celebrity who has the same name as somebody else.
Yeah.
And then if the guy works in a car wash, then David Hasselhoff goes to work in a
car
wash. And the other guy gets David Hasselhoff's life.
Yeah.
Funny.
Too bad we don't have the same name as somebody famous. That'd be a fun thing to do.
Funny.
Right. All right, so the real Roberta Fasanelli.
Wait a minute, aren't we supposed to be the somebody famous?
Yeah, we're supposed to be somebody famous.
Oh.
Hi, Jen, what else?
Okay, some fun news. You know, TV Land has been doing some really great sitcoms. I was just watching Hot in Cleveland this weekend, and it's a funny, funny show. They also have Happily Divorced with Fran Drescher. Now they have a new show called The Exes, and it's grabbing some really cool old TV stars. They've got Kristen Johnson from Third Rock from the Sun, Donald Faison from Scrubs, David Allen Bosch from The Starter Wife, and Wayne Knight, who played Newman in Seinfeld. All of them have joined this cast, which is set to premiere on November 30th. Kristen Johnson will be a divorce attorney who's helping all these people through their terrible time.
It's
also
just,
in the news today.
Hmm? Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just looking at a comment. Frank says, "God help us, who watches all this crap?"
Hey.
Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne leaving the talk. That's
Why?
The other big story today. Just to take some time with Ozzy, but she'll be back. She's just taking a break.
51 after.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Michael Levine. Levine is, I think, a standard comparative for the word or the name Levine are any number of things. If I wanted to pick out public relations, Michael Levine would be, what's concomitant? I think the word Michael is concomitant. It can mean the same thing. Words that go to Roger's thesaurus and you see great PR and next there's a picture of you. How's that? And
or
the LBNEalert.com, go there, find out what's going on, breaking news of all sorts. The great thing about that, the daily distribution of the LBN E-Alert takes place at a time when you want to know what's going on collectively in the world, and you find out something about everything. It isn't just about the news, but the gossip and who's been seen doing it. And that's part of what a good PR person is doing, noticing what's going on in the world. So let's talk a little bit about what you wrote this week in the LBN report on John Edwards, what he has to do. He's pretty much cooked. Is there any hope for him, or is he, he keeps surfacing, but it's usually with another mistake.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, there's certainly no political hope for him, and I'm not sure there's much hope at all as any kind of redemption to his career, his integrity.
He's just done everything wrong, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's a very sad story. It's almost Shakespearean in its tragedy. You know, I think I've told you before, I know John Edwards.
Yep.
I had lunch and dinner with John, and I knew him when he was running for both vice president and president. It's a very sad story. I knew Elizabeth, it's heartbreaking. On the other hand, so much like Shakespearean tragedy, so much of the story, of the tragedy, is of his own making.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, what is the old story? It's, I am a bull in my own china shop. We are all of us our own worst enemies. And when you have that much power and you're attractive, it's very difficult to avoid the illusion of omnipotence.
these people like him will do almost anything to get attention or to be powerful or in control. And I wonder about people like Michelle Bachmann, who certainly is not my favorite, and I say that right up front. Pretty much everybody knows. John Edwards wasn't ever my favorite. Michelle Bachmann isn't. This business about migraines and headaches and all this other stuff that seems to have followed her around. How do you help her, especially when her bullies rough up a guy like Brian Ross? I mean, they don't even begin to understand what they're dealing with, do they? She doesn't
really.
Or they don't.
I mean, Brian Ross is such a fine reporter. It's really pretty idiotic. On the other hand, remember, Michelle Bachmann's base is a base of people who detest the power establishment. Mm-hmm. So this kind of thing plays to her base. Now, the problem is the base isn't large enough to get her elected.
Right.
But it makes her base feel good because it's a real way of extending your middle finger to the establishment.
Right. And that's, well, I mean, there are some things that she stands for that most people with common sense agree with, but then they go off on their tangents. It doesn't seem, have you found anybody as you've looked around over the years, we're separating your job as a PR person handling a lot of big name personalities to those people who are big names in politics? Because in this world, it's sort of maybe different, but yet they all want attention and control and they want love. I guess that's why they do what they do, many of them. But what do you do here with somebody like this that just seems to have the news media on her back? What do you tell her about the news media as a PR professional?
Well, you tell her that running for president of the United States is a relentless endeavor. And the idea that you can control what is going to be said about you is just utterly naive.
Mm-hmm.
This is why people who have run once before, like Romney, have a great advantage. If you notice, Romney's playing it pretty safe right now.
Yeah.
Staying out of the fray. He's not invoking himself into the conversation very much. He's playing it pretty safe. He's trying to, because he learned the first time around that that's a wiser course.
What about Rupert Murdoch? We got a few seconds left here. The image that his company has had, his family, down the tubes.
Unbelievable.
Interesting to look at this whole thing. It's Michael Levine, who is the operator of LCOonline.com. And when it comes to find out what's going on in the news, the LBNElert.com. Sign up for that, LBNElert.com. Michael, happy to have you here.
Thank you, my friend.